This is the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast, proudly sponsored by Basic Blog Tips.
Where today we're going to be talking about blogging, and one of my favorite things about blogging is commenting. And commenting is a great way for bloggers to interact with their readers. And when we have the Comment Love plugin installed, that's also a way to reward your readers with backlinks. And I talked about that in the last episode. But there's always a downside to just about everything you do with blogging. And one of the downsides is spam. Now, recently, it was about last year, the same fellow who developed the Comment Love plugin, his name's Andy Bailey, by the way, developed a plugin along with a couple of collaborators, and one of them is my friend Gail from GrowMap. And this plugin is called the GrowMap Anti-Spam Bot plugin, and that's GASP for short. And what that does, it's a very unique plugin because there are so many automated spammers out there that have set up these programs that will just go out to your blog and say all kinds of nasty, disgusting things that you don't even want to read when you're moderating your comments, and leave all kinds of links to very unsavory places. But this plugin is very unique because it offers a little checkbox, and only a human can check that checkbox. These spam bots can't detect, nor can they check off this checkbox that we have. And we usually leave some type of a message. I think the default message is, please check here to confirm that you're a person. But some people change their messages up, and I've seen some cute alterations of that, and people will mention how it leaves a capture-free commenting system, which is good because most people don't like using captures. Well, anyway, this GASP plugin is extremely effective for combating these automated spam bots. But unfortunately, they do absolutely nothing for human spammers. And my tone of voice may have changed a little because I just saw one of these human spammers come along today. And I gotta say, it's so annoying because, you know, there's so many things you have to do when you have a blog. You have to, you know, keep the blog up to date. You have to promote your blog. And one of the things you have to do is moderate comments. And when you have spammers, human spammers that come along, and I'll tell you what this gentleman or gentlewoman did. They simply copied part of the actual post and left it as a comment. In fact, this one probably annoyed me doubly because he did it twice. So this wasn't actually on my blog. It was a guest post that was done on my blog by my friend Sire from What's Up Blog. And then he wrote about the guest post over on his blog, and that's where the spammer showed up. And it's a very bad way to build your reputation in the blogosphere or on the internet in general. You can get your IP banned. I mean, all kinds of things can happen to you. I'm not sure why people think that this is some type of an effective promotion for their website. I suspect that they are not just spammers, but in some cases there are people that don't speak the language of the blog that they're leaving the post on, or they've in fact paid someone else to leave these comments for them, and that person doesn't read English, so they really don't know what they're posting. And they're probably figuring that you just have so many comments that you're not going to notice that they just cut and paste what you already said in the blog post. Well, it's just absolutely ridiculous. And it's such a waste of human resources, time, thought, and energy. So I'd just like to say to those human spammers out there, just stop it. Just cut it out. Okay? We all want to have better blogs, and we all want to be able to manage our time better, and we don't want to waste our time on these ridiculous human spammers. There's also, that's happened to me before, and I mentioned to you guys last time that sometimes I have posts that have like 200 comments on them. And what people were doing to me is copying other comments and pasting them as their comment. But there's a little plugin that you can use for that if you have a WordPress blog, and it's called Tint. That's T-Y-N-T. And this plugin will, anytime someone copies and pastes anything from your blog, it will put an attribution after it. It'll say that, you know, this was copied from Basic Blog Tips, Eileen Smith, on July the 20th, 2011. And that will avoid that, the previous circumstance where they copied and pasted from the post. But anything that they copy and paste, and it's not just for blog commenting. I mean, the purpose of the plugin was not to prevent spam. The purpose of the plugin was for if people are writing some type of a document, let's say an email, a Word document, and they're cutting and pasting from your blog, they don't even have to worry about making sure that they have the right attribution there. This Tint plugin fills it in. So there's another alternative that you can use if you just want to try to avoid these human spammers that do such silly things as copy and paste your own words or your other commenter's words and use them as a comment. Okay, sooner or later we'll find some kind of way to get rid of those people as well, but until then, there's a couple of solutions for you. Thanks so much for listening to the podcast today, and let's try to leave meaningful comments on other people's blogs. And no, comment moderation is a job that we'd rather not do, but it's a necessary evil of having a interactive blog where you have a blogging community. And let's just try to make our jobs a little bit easier. Thanks so much for listening in. Once again, this is Eileen from Basic Blog Tips. Follow me on Twitter at Eileen. And you can also check out the Facebook page, which is Basic Blog Tips. Have a great day. Peace.